Blog Talk Radio.
Dreams came true, now I'm living it. Never going back to them broke days. Now we popping bottles of that rosé. Now that I'm winning, now they know it's me. Stay in your lane, you can't get close to me. When it's all said and done, you gon' remember me. I could never have regrets, that's how it was meant to be. Got a queen by my side in a love realm. I can only tell you how I feel.
Never going back. Living with no limits, yeah, you know that. I stay about my business and did all of this. You ain't never listen, I took all the risks.
Yo, yo, yo. We are now live on the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I am Carl BFM Jones. We are live with the dopest in the world, Rich Pesos. What's going on, bro?
How you doing, man? Thanks for having, the time to speak with me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, bro. Make a Dance. It's going down. We're here to talk about the new banger. Before we get into that, I would love to hear, points that led you up to this point right now. And the grind, the hustle, the struggle to get to this point to be releasing big hits like, what you're doing right now, the joint we just listened to, No Risk, all of those. How long have you been doing it, man?
Man, I've been making music since I was about 14 years old, so it's been a long time for me. I was definitely influenced from a young age, listening to hip-hop, R&B, reggae, a lot of different music, so... I think that's where my style came from is listening from a young age, listening to different genres of music that was able to shape my sound.
If you had to, give it a genre or your own term, what would you call a style?
I would say my style is versatile. I'm able to make different music for different genres. I sing, I make some R&B records, hip hop, trap, reggae. So I was able to, really sit down and think about how I wanted to touch really as many genres as possible. And I was able to come up with different sound tracks that fit, all of those genres that I spoke of.
Wow, that's a lot of work, man. My man said R&B, hip hop, trap, reggae. Wow, skills.
Absolutely.
How'd you get the name Rich Pesos?
My name is Rich, and I'm about money, so it was pretty simple to put the two together. I like the little spin of pesos, using the reference of money in a different language. So that's really where it came from.
Getting those dollars. Any inspirations, whether it's like international artists or just your homeboys who kind of told you, like, man, Joe, you really got it?
Like I said, I've been rapping for a long time, so. Just freestyling and just being around people that were making music. I got motivated from that. I'm from New Jersey, so There's a lot of people that make music and are hip hop lovers and different, you know, genres of music. They love different genres of music. So I've been around music for so long, and that's kind of what motivated me to definitely continue to make music. I think that I'm still unknown, so a lot of people may not know who I am, but I definitely have put in the work and made a lot of music so that people will hear me, you know, moving forward. To be honest with you, I've made enough music to have for the rest of the year and in the 2020. So I definitely put in the work. I grind, you know, I'm all about hard work and determination. So.
And now fast forward to 2019, you got Make a Dance featuring the homie. What's the concept behind the song?
The concept was, you know, it was about a fun record, you know, a bunch of songs with Exquisite. He's a dope artist from Jersey as well. You know, when we heard the track, we knew this could definitely be a hit. And it was easy to put together, honestly. So Make Her Dance is, you know, it's a club record. I would say for the strip clubs, but I think it's bouncy enough that it could be something you listen to in the car too. So I think it could definitely fit in a lot of different spaces. It just depends on, you know, what you like. But I think Make Her Dance is definitely gonna be something that's gonna make some noise for sure.
I agree. Hey, bro, do me a favor. Go ahead and introduce the song. We're gonna give them a little taste of it and come right back.
All right. Make Her Dance, Rich Pesos featuring Exquisite. Enjoy it.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I could throw some racks and make her dance. Yeah. I made her forget you was a man.
Yeah.
Tell her hop in my lamb.
Yeah.
I could throw some racks and make her dance.
I
could throw some racks and make her dance. I made her forget you was a man. Tell her hop in my lamb. I could throw some racks and make her dance.
I can throw some racks and make her dance. Pop that shit up out the band. Move that ass just like a van. Pack my shit in Mexican. Hey, hey. Throw that ass back once again. Hey, hey. Move it slower than a Zen. Bend over, touch them ankles. All my niggas got them bankrolls. She gon' pop it for a peso. So low, she can touch the flow. There you go, go, baby, how you go? On my po-po, baby, stop and go. When you shake it fast, that's a green light. Hey, if you step that ass, baby, red light.
I could throw some racks and make her dance.
Yeah.
I made her forget you was a man.
Was a man.
Tell her hop in my lamb.
In my lamb, yeah.
I could throw some racks and make her dance.
I can throw some racks and make a dance. Look at all the fans up in my hands. All up in the club with my mans. I'm just going to keep on going, man. Hey, that right there was Make Her Dance by Rich Pesos featuring the homeboy Exquisite. Man, new bangers for the man, for everybody. The strip club, the gym, man. All right, so bro, how are people feeling about the new song?
I've been getting good responses from it so far. It actually just dropped this week, so it's still fairly new, but I was able to let some people hear it, ahead of time, and I got some great responses from it. People told me I need to get it to the DJs, I need to get it to as many people as I can, because they think that it's a hit. And again, when we made the song, I felt that way too, so I knew this was it.
Definitely a dope new age dance song, man, for the clubs, man. Gentlemen Club, nightclub, everywhere, real talk. Think back to when you actually got the beat, and how did you come up with that? How did you know that was going to make it pop?
Well, again, that's part of my process. One thing I really do is I take my time and really go through beats and pick, beats and tracks that I feel is gonna stand out, and really be something maybe that could be different and something that I could throw my own spin onto it. So, when I heard it, I was, there's a word that my people's Exquisite, he calls it, it's a bop. So, I knew that was a bop. I knew that was something that, when you hear it, it's gonna make you bop. You know what I mean? So instantly, once I heard it, I knew. I was like, this is it. And I knew he would fit on it as well. So we just, we made it happen. So that track, Make Her Dance, is something, again, that's a bop. And I expect it to do well.
Yes, sir. Who's that singing on the hook? Is that you rapping on the first verse and singing the hook?
Nah, that's Kevin Hughes on the hook, actually. He's a dope artist as well. So that's him on the hook, Kevin Hughes.
Man, shout out to him. That was hot.
Yeah, definitely. Very talented.
All right, so you got singles out here, man. Make a Dance is the latest. Will we hear this on a mixtape or an album that's coming soon?
Yeah, actually, it's going to be on a project that I'll be releasing in a few months. I'm going to do a EP, so it's definitely going to be on there. Exquisite, it'll be on his project as well. He has a project coming out, so it'll be on his project as well. So definitely look out for it, because, again, you'll see it. And like I said, I think it's going to make some noise.
All right. So what I would love to know from, people who are cutting edge, independent artists, is what is your game plan as far as for the future? Do you see yourself starting your own label, or do you already have your own label, or grind it out independently and make your own buck, or are you looking for the label situation to kind of take you to that next level?
Well, honestly, I'm open to any situation that makes sense, but I'm not gonna lie. I do like being an indie artist. It allows you to control your own destiny. It allows you to determine how much money you can make as well, because obviously the more time you put into your craft, the more money you could potentially make and the more fans you can gain. So I look at those things as well. But I do understand that there is a lot of opportunities in the music business that can potentially, put me in a situation that I want to be in. So I'm open to all situations. It would just have to make sense for me if I was able to sign with a label. But I have no problem, being an indie artist all the way through either, because, again, I'm able to control everything. And
right,
I know how hard I work, so I'm confident in myself that if I did stay indie, I could still get to the level I wanted to get to.
There you have it. Other artists who are striving, take some notes, because both ways work, especially in this day and age with the internet. But, yeah, man, That's pretty much it. What I want to do is I want to open up the floor and, you know, let you say whatever you want to say. If you have something coming up that we need to know about, definitely go ahead and blurt that out there. Shout out your mans, and if you want to, whatever you got to say, just hit us with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Maker Dance is one of the singles I have out. I actually have another single out called Already Know. That was actually the first single that I dropped. Maker Dance was my second. And I actually have another song that's coming out at the end of the week called No Risk, and that's featuring Money Zoe. So I have a video for that as well. So look out for the video for No Risk featuring Money Zoe and my next single. So again, you see, I just told you I had three singles coming out. Well, basically, that will be out by the end of the week. I have two out right now. I really put in the work. I put in the time and effort, because this is something I love to do, and I want to be able to get the music to the people. You know what I mean? I think that I make some great music, and I just want to be able to share it with as many people as possible. And again, I want to make some noise too. You know, I definitely believe in myself, and I feel like I could potentially be one of the better artists globally. And you know, so you'll hear a lot of, you'll hear from me with a lot of music. Definitely look out for Rich Pesos.
There you have it. There you have it. And I agree wholeheartedly. The music is extra, extra polished. Very eloquent young man. You know, he knows what he wants, knows how to get there. Make a Dance is out right now on all platforms. You can go to distrokid.com, hit him up. On Twitter, IG, or Facebook, Rich Pesos Music. And just keep on supporting dope music, man. The Dopeness Interview Series, it's another one. And I appreciate you, Rich, for coming on and taking your time out to share your story.
Hey, listen, thank you, man. You giving me a platform to be able to introduce myself to potentially some new fans and allowing people to hear my music. So I definitely thank you. And again, I'm looking forward to what the future, you know, holds for my music career.
Rich Pesos, y'all. Hey, and if y'all haven't already had a chance to follow USA Blog Network or the Dopeness Interview Series, feel free to do so at USA Blog Network. If you are listening, you have all of the relevant links to download Make Her Dance. Until next time, it's the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones, and we out. Peace. Oh, we're going to listen to some listening music on the way out, y'all. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I could throw some racks and make her dance.
Yeah.
I made her forget you was a man.
Yeah.
Hey, tell her hop in my lamb.
Yeah.
I could throw some racks and make her dance.
Right, right.
I could throw some racks and make her dance.
Yeah.
I made her forget you was a man. Tell her hop in my lamb. I could throw some racks and make her dance.
I can throw some racks and make her dance.